Lamed Beis. Gemilas Chasadim. We learned last time that the world stands on three legs, on Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Last time he explained that the function of the Torah and Avodah is to create a conduit up and down. That tefillah is something that we give upwards, just like karbanis. Our kavanas that go up, l'reach nechayach, and tefillah is what brings bracha directly down from Shemayim. The question is, where Gemilas Chasadim fits into all of this? Here, he talks about Gemilas Chasadim, the third leg on which the world stands. Before the Torah was given, there was no Torah in the sense of a Torah to study, but there was Gemilas Chasad. And Avaida. Where was Gemilas Chesed?
Aram Avinu.
He did it, but where? If it's not a mitzvah, why do Gemilas Chesed? Mafu Avata. That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Chesed all the time, he feeds everybody, so it's a mitzvah for us also to do Chesed. Okay, what? No, for everyone. Before Avram, yeah. Noach was doing chesed full time for the marble. It's true. At any rate, the Rabbanu Wasserman has a Kuntres Divrei Seferim pamphlet, which was incorporated into the second volume of Kovach Yurim, in which he talks about this idea of how mitzvahs could exist prior to Matan Torah. Sadaim, for example, was punished despite the fact that there were no mitzvahs at the time. There were no averes at the time.
There were seven mitzvahs.
There were seven mitzvahs, none of which I think we find beferish that the Anshei Sadeim violated. That's not one of seven mitzvahs. However, there is an idea of something that's inherently good, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is good. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah where Yirmiyah chastises the people for not doing three things, not following the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Drabanans, and Ashaloi Tzivisi, V'loi Ola Al Daiti. He says that you didn't keep mitzvahs, you didn't keep Drabanans, V'loi Ola Al Daiti, and things that were not Ola Al Adas. What does it mean, Ola Al Adas? It never dawned on me, God says. So the idea is that a person inherently knows that a person, certain things are proper, and those things a person is supposed to do. Now that's Gemilas Chesed before Matan Torah. And here he makes a point. In the Medrash it says before Matan Torah there was only Chesed. There's no set time for Avaida. It says he brought some sort of sharp power, some very special carbon that was created in Ma'aseh Bereishis, Kain and Hevel. And Noach, Kiyum Kol Ha'olam Kulai Nasa Yedei Reach Nechaya Korbanai. And we find the same thing by Kain, by Hevel, they brought Korbanis Noach. After the marble brought a carbon. So, since B'pachas V'shnei Reglayim Ein Olam Oymeit, nothing can stand with less than 2 feet, Tugmasa Adam Shu Olam Katan. Similar to a man who stands on 2 feet. So too, Kaidim Matan Torah, there were 2 feet to the world, Gemilas Chesed and Avaida. Rak Acher Matan Torah, Eina Avaida Gemilas Chesed Shal Kaidim Matan Torah Klum. The Avaida and Matan Torah before the Avaida Chesed that existed before Matan Torah become meaningless. Why? Hakavana is Yishchut Echutz Bischayev Aleim Karis. He makes the point that things that before Matan Torah were mitzvahs, after Matan Torah become averus. For example, a carbon, to bring a carbon nowadays outside of the Beis HaMikdash is a chiyuv karis, it's an avera. V'chein gemach, shekaydim Matan Torah. He says there's certain chasadim from before Matan Torah. He gives an example. Hinei lahalveis beribis gamtein taivahi. To lend someone money, even at interest, is also a chesed for the person. Kavashko zataz b'yerodeyev. Sometimes a person is happy to get a loan, so he can start a business, even if he has to pay ribbis. For Matan Torah, if you lend someone money, even for ribbis, it was a chesed. And now, the Einish is that he won't get up by Tchias HaMeisim. What he's saying, the point here, and he explains it, it continues in the next paragraph, is that after Matan Torah, the rules of Chesed and Avoida are subject to the Klalei HaTorah, subject to the rules of the Torah. And he brings an interesting example in the next paragraph, Klalei Shodavar, Ki Ein Shum Maisa Ata Hogun, Im Loi HaKosav HaTorah, for a person to evaluate if something he does is proper, it has to have a source in Torah. The Yishkei Al Deseh Tovin, and that requires constant study. Kiklalas HaTorah Rabin, Koshkei HaPratim Dakim Yayit. The Torah, its rules are many, and certainly Pratim, the individual laws are many. V'niskavim Asher B'nekei Yikashul Behem. K'vashom Ra Rebbe Kiva. That's an example. V'tchilas Hachilasei Lilmayit. As you know, Rebbe Kiva was in Amaretz after 40 years. Some of us have done better than that. And after 40 years, he went to learn Torah. So, v'tchilas Hachilasei Lilmayit Motza Meis Mitzvah. On the way, he found a dead body. So what did he do? V'nosa oisa kamamilin. He was mice and nefesh to carry the mace many miles in order to bring it to burial. V'lo yada, Rabbi Kiva had learned, he didn't know, ki mace mitzvah kaina mekaimai. That a mace mitzvah is kaina its place. A mace mitzvah is supposed to be buried where it's found. V'chashav sha'asa mitzvah gedayla. And he thought he's doing a big mitzvah. U'bihi vada yada ki osham u'kilu shayfech damim. And when he found out, he realized he didn't have Eira. Because a mace mitzvah is supposed to be buried, in Eretz Yisrael, is supposed to be buried in the place where his body is found. And that's one of the hakadosh of Eretz Yisrael, is that if somebody dies, a mace mitzvah, someone dies without relatives, dies alone, in Eretz Yisrael, the spot where he dies becomes his for a kvura, to be buried. Kikain? What? Not an apartment. It means he's found out in the fields, out in the wild, even on private property. The Gemara says that was one of the takanas that they made in Eretz Yisrael, is that wherever a person died, that spot was his burial place. Now the Gemara gives certain times that a person can move a body to the edge of the field. The field's a big field. If you do chesed without knowing the halacha, now he's making a point that chesed, while chesed is a good mida of a person, many people instinctively want to do kind of things that are kind, certain things are kind, but without following the dinei Torah, kindness is not defined. And a person can easily make a mistake and switch something that's a chesed into something that's an aveira. The Chazaydish, in his Amura B'Tochin, makes this point in his third section. There, I mentioned to you in the past that there were those that were for an abundant learning of Musa Svarim and those that were against it. The Chazaydish makes a short reference to it at the beginning of this section, Amura B'Tochin. He says, for someone to know Musar without halacha, causes him to make mistakes. Because Musar is subject to rules of halacha, and he says the same thing Chaim Volozhin is saying here, that chesed is subject to those rules. He gives an example. He tells the story of a town, a shtetl, that had a malamed. The malamed's been there all his life for 30, 40 years. And teaching with Mesir Snefesh, there are no complaints to him. And a young Malamed moves into town. And this old Malamed is already 60 years old or older. And a young man moves into town. And he starts to meet a Malamed. So everybody, all the young parents, the young children, they say, wow, you know, he's good, he's young, he's energetic, he gets the kids excited, he dances and sings with them. So they start sending their students to this new Malamed who moved into town. So others in town see this as Hasagas Gavul. They see it as an injustice to someone who was Mois and Nefesh. Everyone in town went through this elderly man. And they gather together to drive this young man out of town for his for what he's doing to this old man. He's not going to have a parnasa. So Chazanish writes, how do we look at what's happening here? What's happening here is they say this young man is a Raidif. He's right if the pranos of the elderly man, and he got to drive him out of town. Chazanish says, if Shulchan Aruch would say they're right, then they'd be right. This young person would be a right. If in Halacha, we find that even though had this old man been selling pocketbooks or something, then they'd be right. This person is not enough room for two pocketbook makers and a little shtetl. Probably not enough room for one and a little shtetl either. But the then they'd be right. But in Shulchan Aruch we find, the Gemara Bava Basra we find, that in order to keep chinuch at its best performance, Chazal specifically said that kidah sefer tar b'chachma, that all competition in areas of teaching Torah is permitted. That even though it's not fair to the individual, but it's of greater importance to us that the youngsters have a proper chinuch. And therefore, Chazal specifically said that when it comes to chinuch, all competition is permitted. All competition is permitted except Motzai Shabbos. You can't. So says the Chazanish. So Halacha says that this Raidev, the young Rabbi, who they're calling a Raidev, now turns into a Nirdav. When they're running after him, they're doing an injustice to him. The Chazanish makes this point that the Shulchan Aruch decides the definition of what constitutes chesed and what doesn't constitute chesed. So he says that's the idea that he's writing here. The Torah, the world stands on Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. Prior to Matan Torah, the world stood on Gemach and Torah and Avodah. And if the world can stand on two legs, so why doesn't it continue to stand on two legs? If you think of it as a table, it's got these three legs, because tables need three legs. But if you think of the mashal of a person or a malach, so you only need is two legs to stand on. They stand on one, but you're wobbly. But two legs and you're sturdy and you can stand. So he's explaining that that's because the definition, certainly of karbanis, of davening. You have a person who davens beautiful davening the wrong time, so it's nothing. The Chafetz Chaim writes in the Dugmas of Darkei Avi that the Chafetz Chaim spoke about those who daven after the Zman Tefillah. He gave a mashal of a man is in the bank, and he brings in a old tattered banknote, and the person by the counter takes it and gives him the coins for it. Another fellow after him has got a ironed, beautiful banknote. He brings it to the teller, and the teller says, "I'm sorry, this is an expired note." He says, "What do you mean? He had a tattered, ripped note, and I have a nice, beautiful iron note. Why aren't you taking it?" He says, "It's a beautiful note, but it's after the time. It's not good anymore." And therefore, the poor tefillah, which is said earlier, which is said of this man, is superior to a beautiful tefillah, which is said after this man. That's the Chafetz Chaim's mashal. So the Chassidim have a counter mashal of some sort, at least the ones that dominate after this man tefillah. Have some counter mashal of some sort. They say, I think the Chassidim, I once heard in Monroe, rather than Machbid on Zman Tefillah, but anyway, they said Chassidim davened in Nishtan Zeit. This has to be said in Yiddish, it doesn't fit. Chassidim davened in Nishtan Zeit. Chassidim don't daven at the proper time. They said Litvak is davened in Nisht, comma. They don't daven. But inside, whatever they don't daven, they daven in the right time. So Chafetz Chaim is saying, better to have a tattered davening in time than an expired davening afterwards. So that's the idea that he's writing. He's writing here that the rules are subject to the rules of the Torah. Whatever constitutes the rules of the Torah is what makes the world stand. So therefore, it means that you need the Torah to define the Avodah and the Gemilas Chesed. One of the hardest things I mentioned here in the past is Chazal say not to return the Avodah of a guy. Not to return the Avodah of a guy. Unless there's a case of Kiddush Hashem. Unless there's a case of Kiddush Hashem. So I still have
Or Eva.
So I have in my drawer at home a letter, it looks like it's an important letter, to a somebody, Chin Lee, who doesn't sound Jewish. And I don't know, Al Pi Halacha, I'm not supposed to, just normally, if I get mail misdelivered. The mailmen today are misdelivering more and more mail. It's not off by one number or anything. It's like, you know, from Chinatown to Flatbush. But, and I don't know, normally I just throw it back in the mailbox and it would get where it has to go. But I don't know what I'm supposed to do. It still doesn't get where it's supposed to go. But normally that's what I would do, but like the Chazal forbid me, you know, they say Aveda, Hashavas Aveda specifically is to a Jew and not to a guy. So I don't know, it's very awkward. Unless I take it and I drive down there and I create some type of Kiddush Hashem by saying I got this letter 3 months ago and I'm sitting in my Shua. So I don't...
Can you just drop it in the mailbox?
No, because Chazal said... Not.
It doesn't go anywhere.
Where does it go?
You go back to the union.
It comes to me again. Yeah. But the barcode, you mean, is probably the mistake.
Oh. Comes back.
No, but I've thrown it to the mailbox, or the mail that's been addressed to Jews. Comes back to me.
Comes back to me.
I don't know. Could be, I don't realize it comes back so late that I just throw it back in the mailbox. Could be, I only have one letter that was misdelivered. But anyway, but it's a hard thing to do. I find it very difficult.
Right on the envelope,
mistakenly
sent
to
the
rise. I wonder how much a kid is just
saying.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, the federal, they're busy with Homeland Security. I don't think they're going to come to the house. Right, deceased. See, he's got. Everyone has his own ideas.
I know there's an issue of being yotzei the mitzvah of davening bizman. That's
right.
One issue. Is there any difference in terms of the probability of a tefillah getting answered if you daven shmon esrei not bizman and you were making bakashas?
Well, generally, if someone does an aveiro, he's not answered in a positive way.
Well,
if somebody
you could ask for bakashas any time.
But now you can't say a bracha. You can't daven shmon esrei any time. And even though b'diavad you could daven till chatzais, but after 12, after 1, after noon, it's a bracha v'tal.
What?
What
do you do with the mail?
Still my draw. To me, it has no value, but the Shabbos Aveid has nothing to do with it. The idea, Chazal took a Shabbos Aveid as an example of a person training himself to do proper things because the Torah says so. And that's the training. Okay, we move on to Mishnah Gimel. It's Hashem tomorrow night.